WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Dissension on the Bryan City Council reached a new level last night.
I apologize for everyone. Sometimes these meetings do get a little feisty.
Mayor Jason Bayansky's apology followed a minute-long argument with Councilman Mike Sutherland.
You're trying to hide something.
You're not an account CPA. This gentleman was.
I know where this stuff is.
You're out of order, sir.
After Sutherland left council chambers, his request for more documentation about the city's involvement in the traditions development was denied on a 4-2 vote. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada said Sutherland was still entitled as a council member to the information he wanted. All that followed a nearly hour-long debate about an outside auditor's report that agreed with city staff that almost $59 million has gone into traditions, not 73, as Sutherland initially reported.
You're mixing again apples and oranges. You're not looking at
this. That's what you say, but I don't say so.
Well, but I'm a finance major.
Well, what I'm trying to get to is not related, really, to finance.
They're absolutely related because you're telling what the actual costs
are. How much money's been spent.
Numbers from CPA Brian Reed of Dallas were challenged by Sutherland as the councilman awaits more records going back to 1998. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
BTU customers who live in Bryan will be footing the $13 million cost of burying power lines along underground along South College next to Villa Maria. All the way to the South City limit, or from Villa Maria to the South City limits, a Bryan City Council majority directed staff to proceed with the relocation, which is part of a joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation. The cost would be divided among the 36,000 BTU customers in Bryan and not include the 14,000 outside the city. The average residential customer would be charged another $1.75 a month. Councilman Rafael Pena considered the rate increase a tax, and he brought up his much-attempted plan to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 west to the Forest Park Apartments.
To go forward with a $13 million project and I can't get some sidewalks on a quarter of a mile on Sandy Point Road for safety, and this is more important, I can't swallow that.
Mayor Jason Bayansky responded to Pena and other opponents.
Don't campaign on it, gentlemen, if you don't want to bury the lines. I think five or six of you campaigned, oh, we want to bury the power lines. Now when it comes up, and then I like the other statement of for the better good, so it doesn't, this a certain project doesn't benefit just a few people, so we shouldn't do it. I like that line, so that'll be one I'll bring up in the future.
Mike Sutherland and Al Sines also voiced opposition, while other supporters included Greg Owens, Ben Hardiman, and Bubby Simang. Criticism of funding state universities from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick came the day before the Texas A&M System Board of Regents takes up next year's operating budgets. Patrick told reporters during a news conference in Austin that since 2003, median household income and the consumer price index rose 32%, and A&M reported tuition and fees had increased 97%.
Administrative costs have gone up 149%. Overall management costs at our universities, 72%. In classroom instruction, only 65%.
Patrick says with the additional money, student outcomes have not made a dramatic change. Next year's proposed operating budget in College Station, including the Health Science Center, totals almost $2 billion. More than 50 local businesses will be in one place tomorrow for the annual Chamber of Commerce job fair. The Chamber's Kim Dyer encourages prospective employees to bring their resumes and be appropriately dressed.
Bring a resume, look like you're dressing for work. More than likely, whoever you're talking to at that moment is going to be the person that's in charge of hiring. So you definitely want to impress.
A list of employees is online at bcschamber.org. Tomorrow's job fair is from noon until 4 at the Hilton in College Station. Bryan Police has released store video of a man wanted for using a stolen credit card to make $4,200 of purchases at local stores. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact Brazos County Crime Stoppers or Bryan Police. The Bryan School District is among 13 recipients of a Texas Education Agency grant to show off their early college high school around the state. Staff at Bryan Collegiate will be providing professional development for other districts starting similar programs. Collegiate, which opened in 2007, gives students the opportunity to earn 60 hours from Blinn College. The grant will pay for mentoring, technical assistance, webinars, and open houses involving those who will develop new campuses. WTAW News Time is now 6:10. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, the weather's pretty well moved through here. But anyway, we'll tell you about the remnants of it. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy skies during this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. Then it should become partly sunny this afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies during tonight, 64 to 68. A mixture of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, low 70s then. And an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Friday into the 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know how the Texas A&M baseball team did. Also, I got some news from the MLB and the NBA. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right. So, I don't know. You know, last night checked on the Shell Winkley weather page to find out what time it was supposed to get here. And I think he said between 3 and 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got to my house at about 3:45. So he did pretty well there.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's what woke me up this morning. Not my alarm,
no,
but flashes of lightning.
And 0.57 inches so far.
Okay. And once again, Bryan College Station really dodged a bullet that's annoyed a lot of people, hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I know that they said at the Navasota River that they had had winds that may have been 60 miles an hour, and I found some little branchlets out on the driveway.
It was nonstop branches.
Yeah, yeah.
So little stuff.
Well,
Willis ISD is actually closed due to a lot of debris in the roadway.
Wow. Because of debris in the roadway.
Now, yes.
The other thing, just real quickly before we move on, is what this also does is it weakens limbs. So on Friday afternoon, something may fall down with no wind.
Correct.
Simply because it was weakened by what we've had. And, again, really heavy rain, and it's going, the lead edge is right now at Trinity Bay, Anahuac, League City, so just getting to the Texas coast, which means it again has gone through. The saving grace is probably that it's fast moving. Because Lord knows these folks have had enough water on their world.
Yeah.
The heaviest, and I mean, there's actually some purple stuff that's in Woodville. If you know where Woodville is, that's north of Beaumont. So that's just getting to Jasper, and then it'll be over in the Louisiana border pretty quickly. So it is moving fast. That's a good thing. And behind it, it doesn't appear that there's too much. There's a little bit of a secondary flow that's between Austin and College Station. So we may catch something like that. But, again, it's moving quickly, and it may very well be out of here by 8 o'clock this morning. So from a travel standpoint, it's worked out pretty well for us. We got a wind shift out of the deal. Northwesterly winds at 16 right now. The chances of showers they're predicting here is 40% on Friday, 50% Friday night, and 70% on Saturday. Sorry that may mess up your day, but there you are. In the meantime, today, get out there and throw whatever chemicals you need to on your lawn. Because we may get some more rain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. And then, a Denver woman said a stranger somehow got hold of her keys and would enter her apartment and steal her underwear.
Oh.
Here's the strange part. The next five words. She thought nothing of it.
What?
Oh, wow.
What? I thought my favorite part of this story was going to be Patrick's reaction of, oh.
Yeah.
But, no, that's it right there.
So. She then installed a camera, and a man was seen taking them. She said the thong thief, her words, their words, whatever, took about $1,200 worth of underwear and has not been caught. News alert, there's a stupid woman who is living in Denver. Because I'm thinking for probably a little bit of money, you can go get another lock for your apartment. Is that possible?
I'm thinking the news alert is free panties.
Yeah. Or greatly reduced.
Yes, okay.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
But, you know, my thought is, right along with shrimp, underwear is not something you buy off the side of the road.
I know. No, I know. Wouldn't want
to. I mean, there's probably a longer list than that. I'm just thinking that's two things right there that you probably wouldn't want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not okay to buy flags or John Wayne black velvet paintings, but those two things, maybe not.
Just forget it.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair being held on Thursday, April the 28th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for Chamber members are $250. All other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber Spring Job Fair, April the 28th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for more details.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for seven straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW 617. Here we go. It's the 27th. It's Wednesday, the 27th of April. That means it's day 118. 248 of them to go. It's, I don't know much, how much longer we're going to celebrate this. It's Woody Woodpecker Day.
Oh, yeah. Do the kids even know that?
I was going to say.
Yeah, it probably is lost. Walter Lantz, who created it. So we'll say it one more time, but I think I'll send out a directive that this will be the last year we'll be celebrating.
He was sort of a jerk.
Who, Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah,
yeah, he was.
Keeping people awake and stuff.
Somewhat annoying. And the little sound that the bird made, I'm not going to do that at 6:15 in the morning.
Thank you.
That was his wife who did that. She voiced that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's Morse code day. It's prime rib day, which is not bad. Tell a story day. That's good. And this is Administrative Professionals Day. Used to be called Secretary's Day, but the term secretary became demeaning.
Didn't they have the week so that the bosses had like a week to get them flowers and stuff?
I think that's, it was whoever came up with this was a smart person because...
Well, they did it on a Wednesday.
Yeah. They put it in the middle of the week because if you put it on a Friday, well, that would be, that would show that it really was a last-minute thing. But National Professional Secretaries Week and National Secretary's Day was created in 1952. And it was actually a guy who worked at Young & Ribicam, which is at that time was a big advertising agency. Goal was to encourage more women to become secretaries. Using his skill and expertise in public relations, Harry Klemfuss, that's his name, promoted the values and importance of jobs of secretaries.
With a name like that, you got to be good at public
relations. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So later on this morning, we'll talk a little more about Harry Klemfuss Day. It's now Administrative Professionals Day. We have a few birthdays.
We do have a few birthdays today. We got Jenna Coleman. She's 30. She was on Doctor Who most recently, his most recent companion. Patrick Stump is 32 today. That's the lead singer and guitarist in Fallout Boy.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Yeah. You know that, Scott?
No, I didn't, but it said it right here, and I was going to act like I did. So there.
Travis Meeks is 37, lead singer for Days of the New. There's you know that band?
No, never heard of them either.
I know Days of the New.
Sheena Easton, 57, of course. Her biggest song was a Prince song, Sugar Walls.
Yeah.
And she also sang with him on You Got the Look.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Ace Frehley is 65 today, of course. You probably don't know him, but he's
I do. He's a Kiss guitar legend. Yeah. I don't know which one he is, but they all pretty much look alike, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. They makeup. All got the face paint, yeah. Kate Pearson is 68. She was from the B-52s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cy Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
68
yeah.
today. Yeah. How old's his beard? That's my question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Cuba Gooding Sr.
Oh.
is 72 today. He's from The Main Ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody remembers Everybody Plays the Fool.
Listen to you.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
While all the infighting in the Republican Party may have some of you a bit worried that the 2016 presidential election may be handed over to Hillary Clinton on a silver platter, well, new research shows that the Democratic Party, they may have more problems than we realize. Breitbart.com reporting that, quote, newly compiled data after the New York Republican primary shows that among the states that have voted so far in 2016, GOP primary and caucus turnout is up well over more than 8 million votes and more than 60% over 2012's process. Now, the same cannot be said for Democrats, who have seen a 20% drop in voter turnout for primaries and caucuses, which amounts to approximately 4.5 million fewer voters. Now, this is a perfect opportunity for the GOP to unite and send Hillary Clinton packing.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, with all the news about harmful chemicals and chlorine, drugs, bacteria, and lead in our tap water, well, why trust the government? Why trust the EPA with your home's water quality? Now take control of your home's water quality now. Call Pelican Water Systems, 1-888, the number 4, salt-free. Now, Pelican Water Systems can give you guaranteed, safer, spring-quality water from every faucet in your home, and you'll be amazed at how great the water tastes and smells without harmful chlorine and chemicals. Now, Pelican Water Systems are salt-free, which is perfect for the Southwest. You won't waste a drop of water or pump any salt water back into the water supply. They have a 90-day money-back guarantee. They have free shipping, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you'll get 99% chlorine-free, chemical-free, spring-quality, safe-to-drink water from every faucet in your home. Call Pelican now. Operator standing by. Toll free, 888, the number 4, salt free. That's 888, the number 4, salt free, online at pelicanwater.com.
Things you learn while camping. When you take the little ones fishing, sometimes they catch the biggest fish. We wouldn't have it any other way. Get your camping and fishing story started at RV Station in Bryan. You can always reel in the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get your family's adventure started in a brand new Keystone Hideout for zero down and just $232 a month. That's pretty inexpensive family entertainment. This one's stock number is 3716, sales price of $20,995, 144 months at 6.9. 9APR WAC. Come see us at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or shop over 500 campers at RVStation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
For Kashinka with your money now. On this, pretty much every economist agrees the Fed will keep interest rates unchanged when it ends its latest policy meeting today. What's unclear is whether it will hint about the likelihood of a rate hike at its next meeting in June. With the job market healthy and the stock market up, some economists think the Fed will want to put investors on notice that a June rate increase is conceivable, but others say they expect a statement that the Fed will issue to convey little about the timing of its next rate hike. Barclays' profits slumped in the first quarter amid heavy restructuring charges, as the bank continues to shed unwanted assets. But the bank shares are up more than 3% in London trading as the results were better than expected. Usually first-round NBA playoff games are must-see TV only for the fans of the two teams involved. But Sunday's matchup between the Warriors and Rockets drew the largest TV audience for a first-round NBA playoff clash in 14 years. The game saw MVP Steph Curry return from an ankle injury only to go down with a knee injury. And that's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning. It's 626 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, weather's pretty well through here as far as the lead portion of the shower activity that came through here. It got here about, I don't know, 4 o'clock, something like that. Right now, though, it is in Houston, and actually, it's going to clear Houston probably in the next half hour. That's the one good thing is this is a fast-moving storm, and it's about to hit the Texas coast. Heaviest, actually, is to the northeast of that, and it's just coming over to the Golden Triangle, and it'll move on into Louisiana. But through here, a little trailing stuff that's a lot lighter as far as intensity is concerned for us, and it was mostly the wind this morning that may have caused some damage in some areas. So here's what we've got. It's going to be 87 today before this is all over with, 67 for a low temperature tonight, about 87 for tomorrow as well. Head on into the weekend, 40% chance of showers on Friday, 50% on Friday night, and then Saturday, a high of 81 with 70% chance of some rain out there. So sounds like there's going to be plenty of moisture out there, and the warming will probably cause that to happen. But all clears out on Sunday. We'll have sunny skies and a high temperature of 83. That should be nice. Now winds out of the northwest at 16, 90% relative humidity, still kind of sprinkling just a little bit, and we've got 61.
When America Online began, that really was the beginning of people using the internet. Now the founder of AOL has a prediction. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
In the late 1980s, when America Online was first starting up, that was the first wave of the internet.
It seems crazy now, but back then only 3% of people were online, and those 3% were only online 1 hour a week.
Steve Case, founder of AOL and author of the book, The Third Wave.
So it really was the early days, and we just were trying to create a service that was easy to use and useful and fun and affordable, and that really was that whole first wave. How do you build the infrastructure of the internet? How do you build the on-ramps to the internet?
Steve says the second wave has been the last 15 years or so.
And it's been building apps and services on top of the internet. And everybody knows the famous ones like a Google or Facebook. And that's created a lot of benefits for a lot of people. But I think the third wave is going to be the next big leap. And it's really going to integrate the internet in more seamless and pervasive ways throughout our everyday lives.
And as we enter the third wave, we're now seeing its effects already. One way is in the way we look at careers.
You know, like when I was growing up, my dad worked for one organization for 60 years. I had several jobs in the first several years after I got out of college. Now people have several jobs working for several companies in the same day. They might be driving cars for Uber or cleaning houses for Handy or delivering groceries for Instacart, you know, the nature of work itself has changed. So I think a lot of has changed, obviously, in the first and second wave. But in some ways, you ain't seen nothing yet.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Taking a look at Twitter, Houston experiencing major outages, and right now in the College Station Utilities District, two outages affecting approximately 79 customers as we've received about just over a half inch of rain this morning. For more than 1 hour last night, the Bryan City Council debated on an outside CPA's report that almost $59 million has been spent on the Traditions development, which came within $1 of the number reached by city staff.
Findings from Dallas CPA Brian Reed, based on information provided by city staff, were questioned by Rafael Pena.
And there's a lot of numbers that were not being counted. So
what numbers do you refer to that are not being counted?
I would like to know what numbers you're
specifically
talking about
attacking my report that we're not counting. Not comprehensive, and so I think I'm entitled to understand what it is that I did not include.
When Pena and Mike Sutherland were challenged by City Manager Keene Register, Pena demanded an apology.
From our very first meeting, we told you we were using general ledger information from past administrations, and you agreed to that. Both of you were fine with that. And now, once you start to understand maybe that your numbers aren't correct, You're coming up now saying
Mayor, I don't want to be lectured by the city manager.
You're saying our base numbers aren't right.
I want to rise to a point of personal privilege. I want an apology from the city manager for attacking my character.
Mayor Jason Bielski slammed his gavel at the end of the hour-long debate after asking Sutherland why he did not want a review of the city's investment of the Park Hudson development.
I would ask, why are we so concerned about traditions? Why don't you care about the east side?
Mayor. I object.
You said the developers...
I object, Mayor. That's a violation of the ethics policy.
Why the concern for one and not the others?
Because you're trying to hide something. If you weren't trying to hide something, you'd give me the information.
This is the worst deal.
The way you want to
we
go?
Just had
is
a
that the way you want to go?
Spent $10,000 of taxpayer dollars.
He said
to,
he didn't look
I'm
at BCD.
I'm not the expert, sir.
He didn't look at BCD.
You're not
look
an
at,
account CPA. This gentleman
well,
was.
I know where this stuff is.
You're out of order, sir.
Sutherland will be meeting with the city manager and chief financial officer to acquire more information about the city's investment in Traditions dating back to 1998. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And returning to our lead story about the weather, to complete the picture, BT Utilities Outages Map reporting just about 800 customers in the Wixon Valley area without power right now. Total outages across the BT Utility District is about 15, and 1,700 customers affected at this have been affected this morning, with about 1,300 out right now, and 1,200 of those customers called. A majority of Bryan City Council members want to proceed with burying power lines along South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits. The more than $13 million project would be paid by BTU customers who live in the city. The average residential customer would pay another $1.75 a month. Councilman Ben Hardiman is among the supporters.
It achieves the result of what College Station has achieved on Texas Avenue. And I think it's an opportunity to take our first step and see what the community thinks of the result.
Mike Sutherland says that kind of money should be spent first to bury power lines under Texas.
Because that's where you're going to get your greatest number of people seeing it, is on Texas Avenue. And I just don't see how I can't, in good conscience, with all the needs we have, do it on South, or vote for South College being improved like that.
Mayor Jason Bielski says because it's a joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation, it's costing the city less. South College is being rebuilt between Villa Maria and Sulphur Springs, and new sidewalks and bike paths are also involved. If you or someone you know is looking for a job, you can check out 55 prospective employers in one location tomorrow at the Chamber of Commerce Job Fair. The Chamber's Kim Dyer says those who make hiring decisions will be participating.
Bring several copies of your resume and be ready to hand that out. We'll also have a resume review booth, so if you do need a little help polishing up your resume, we will have some people there that can help you with that.
And tomorrow's job fair is from noon until 4 at the Hilton and College Station. A list of employers is online at bcschamber.org. Bryan Collegiate High School will be involved in developing similar campuses around the state. Collegiate is among 13 recipients of a Texas Education Agency grant to be a demonstration site for other school districts wanting to start an early college high school. Collegiate, which works with Blinn College, is among 150 campuses in Texas with a dual credit curriculum.
The day before, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents considers approving a nearly $2 billion operating budget for the flagship campus and Health Science Center next year, comes renewed criticism from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick about recent tuition and fee increases. Patrick told reporters at a Capitol News conference that future nominees for Regents statewide could face more direct questioning.
Do you support giving 20 and 30 and 40% raises? Do you support increasing tuition five times the average family income? Do you support cost going through the stratosphere and pricing average students out? The Board of Regents, and we have many fine people that serve, need to understand their job is not to be a rubber stamp for our higher education. They need to be a protector of the students and the families.
Patrick said A&M reported tuition and fees since 2003 has increased 97%, while median household income and the consumer price index rose 32%. A spin on an old computer scam has been reported to the Better Business Bureau. Regional Director Bill McGuire says if your computer gets a blue screen with a message to call Microsoft to remove a virus, reboot your computer instead. McGuire says for those who are scammed, that means giving outside access to their computers.
Which is going to look for your personal information. It's going to grab all of your email contacts and then try to perpetrate this same scheme on someone else.
McGuire says his office received two calls this week. Both people called the scammer but hung up before it was too late. McGuire says for those who have computer virus issues to contact the BBB for the names of accredited repair companies. On March 2nd, several changes were made with a stolen credit card at local stores. Several charges were made with a stolen credit card at local stores totaling about $4,200. Bryan Police has released store video of a man of interest. If you see the video, you can see the video online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, April 28th at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6, and $10 will get you a catfish dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributed, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is here, and so is the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association's 2016 Parade of Homes. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, and finishes May 7th and 8th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at gbvbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, theeagle.com, and insightbrazosvalley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 30th, May 1st, and May 7th and 8th.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OS CSR or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
There goes 639. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly cloudy skies during this morning with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. Then it should become partly sunny this afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies during tonight, 64 to 68. A mixture of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, low 70s then. And an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Friday into the 80s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, how did the Texas A&M Aggie baseball team do? Well, I'll let you know that. Also, I got some stuff on the NBA and the MLB. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last night, we got... Why does Donald Trump look like he does, you know? We were discussing that last night.
Genetics.
No, yeah, but I mean, I guess he gets in the tanning bed and wears the little goggles. Is that, I mean...
Oh, man, that's it.
He's worth $1 billion.
And eats his steak well done.
Yeah.
So don't judge.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, just...
Well, you'd think he could pay like a makeup artist to paint those little white circles on his eyes.
Something like that. He could do something and, you know... And of course, the hair takes on a life of its own, but nonetheless. So he talked last night in New York about Hillary.
I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her.
And he's right.
I know.
I mean, he is correct. It's just, well, here's more.
She's crooked. She'll be a horrible president. She knows nothing about job creation. Her husband signed NAFTA, which destroyed this country economically, I will tell you. You look at New York State, you look all over New England, you look at Pennsylvania, NAFTA was a disaster. Her husband signed it, and it was a disaster for this country. Hillary will be horrible, absolutely horrible on economic development. She will be terrible on jobs. She knows nothing about jobs except for jobs for herself.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Wow. But let's wash our ears out. Let's listen to some Hillary Nation.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Most pledged superdelegates,
yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Can you see those two up on the podium? Doing the debate thing. I mean,
we're gonna. I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well. I mean, it was devastating for Ted Cruz last night, and as if that were not enough. Here's Ted from last night.
Tonight, this campaign moves back to Indiana.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. That'll help.
And Nebraska and North Dakota and Montana and Washington and California.
And New Mexico. Yeah! And California and Texas and New York. And we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Oh, I'm sorry. I combined those two. I didn't mean that to happen. Yeah, right.
I mean, nothing that happened last night was unexpected.
Well, no, it was. It
what?
Was unexpected.
Oh, was it?
To the extent that it was.
Maybe.
Watched a little. Go ahead.
No. Okay, never mind. I don't care.
Go ahead.
I really
no, sorry.
Right,
go ahead. No.
I'm so done with politics.
I know.
Oh, I'm with you.
But.
It hurts.
Okay, no. The times that Ted Cruz outkicked his coverage.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Ted Cruz won, but whatever. We'll I'm in the tank for him. I am. I want him to win.
Okay.
I get where my biases lie, so mm-hmm. I'll be honest about that.
Okay, that's good.
But Trump outkicked his coverage fine. That's the big deal. He's the front runner. It's sort of, you know, he gets what he gets. He's leading right now. He could be right. He could be the presumptive nominee.
Well, and that's what has happened is based on last night. I mean, it really, you talk about outkicking the coverage. Two things. I watched Bill Hemmer, is that his name?
Yeah.
On the Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They went to the – okay, first of all, Clinton won Trump won all the states. He won all five of the states that were out there, okay? Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. He won every county in those states. And there's a guy named Nate Silver. We know who he is, okay? Website is called 538. He wrote this morning at about 2 o'clock. 2 weeks ago, after a rough stretch of states for Trump, issued a series of delegate projections that included something called the Path to 1237, a set of targets that would allow Trump to clinch a delegate majority without having to rely on uncommitted delegates. With the terrific results in New York last week, and even better ones in five states that voted on Tuesday, Trump is running a little bit ahead of that path.
Yeah.
And he is now to the point, he's almost assured. The deal is that last night Cruz was mathematically eliminated.
From getting 1237.
Mm-hmm. Getting 1237. What's interesting is, you know, there have been some states, North Dakota, Colorado, and I believe Wyoming, where they had awarded delegates without any votes being cast. And we heard about Colorado because Trump kicked about that.
Without any primary votes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so, again, a lot of states do things that are different. Everyone seems to have their own different deal. But the fact that he was able to put together that strong a force is pretty interesting. Now, here's the other deal that Hemmer mentioned. On the Republican side, 800,000 votes were cast in New York last week.
Mm-hmm.
1.8 million on the Democrat side. So a million more votes on the Democrat side just casting ballots. When Bernie is out, how many of those people are going to convert over to Hillary? Mm. I think a lot of people will just stay home. A lot of Bernieites will just stay home.
You know, I hear that every year, and there's no way to tell.
There's not.
Well, and so, I mean, if we're talking about that, every single place Trump won in 2012 was blue. And I didn't bother to go back and find out when the last time any one of those states went red.
Yeah.
So him winning those states doesn't do anything for the final numbers in the 2016 presidential election.
Fair enough. Now, and again, this is what I love about this radio station is starting at 9:05, Trump will be bashed without end until Rush comes on.
Oh, yeah. And indeed. Did you hear him yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Just talking about how nice both Trump and Cruz are. I really think Rush is right down the middle on these two guys. He calls it like he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if he's in the camp for anyone, it's very hard for me to tell.
I think he has pulled back a little bit from Trump.
But especially, there was a girl from, I think, Florida. She said she was a college student. She said, I'm for Cruz, and Trump is just a terrible guy. And he said, look, I'll take the opportunity to say, look, I've spent some time with Trump. I've spent some time with Cruz. These are great guys. You would not be upset if they moved into your neighborhood.
Okay. And I suppose that's a good thing for Rush to do since he's on the forefront. Hannity is and always has been in the tank for somebody. He always has. Mm-hmm. He's always been way over the top, and it happens to be for Trump right now, and I presume that that's not going to change. But listen today if you want to hear the people who hate Trump. Okay, Glenn Beck does that. Rush will be a little neutral, and then Hannity will be, you know, all warm and cozy with him. So, see, mm-hmm. you get to get, you know, all of the whole perspective here. That's what's so cool about it, so that you can sit down and you can nod your head with the people who you agree with, and then what do? Turn the radio off when the other people come on. Anyway, we'll be here. And it's in about we're about half an hour away from talking to Congressman Bill Flores.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 30th, learn about managing pine timber. Come explore the value of timber and learn what it takes to manage and protect your forested acres. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time spring turns to summer, we're ready to sit back and enjoy the fruits and the flowers and the foliage of our gardening labors. For the next several months, the best time to do that in Texas landscapes is during evening hours. There are some things you can do to get the most possible enjoyment out of the time you spend on your patio and out in the yard in the evenings, maximizing the evenings right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Getting the most enjoyment out of your landscape in the evening starts with shade. If you don't have it, get it. Plant a quality shade tree to the west side of your patio or pool. Chouinard red oaks, live oaks, Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, and pecans are some of our best, but there are many others as well. Avoid the temptation of fast-growing shade trees or short-term investments that will primarily serve to frustrate you. Buy a healthy, vigorous tree, plant it carefully, and care for it regularly. You'll have shade almost before you know it. You may prefer the somewhat more instant shade of a patio cover or gazebo. Landscape contractors are adept at adding them, and there are almost as many designs as there are opportunities. They can have solid roofs, or they can be open and covered with sprawling vining plants. However they're built, they become living, breathing rooms of their surroundings. Plug in some color. Patio pots and hanging baskets are the easiest means, but you can also plant the old-fashioned way directly into the ground. Best sources for summer color include Gold Star Esperanza, tropical hibiscus, ornamental bananas, crotons, mandevilla, trailing lantanas, copper plant, firebush, also purple fountain grass, fan flower, and gomphrena for the sun, and coleus, caladiums, begonias, and nicotiana for the shade. Add in the sound of rushing water, build a water course through the garden, or plumb up a fountain. If you prefer the serenity of standing water, put in a pool with a quiet recirculating pump to keep the water cleaned. Choose your favorite aquatic plants and ask lots of questions. Retailers that offer water gardening supplies and plants will have someone knowledgeable to help you. Provide for good air motion through your landscape. Keep lower limbs trimmed up from patios and pool sides so that evening southerly breezes can filter in beneath your plants. You can even install an overhead ceiling fan if you have some means of protecting the electrical parts from the elements. If the air moves freely, you probably won't have mosquitoes and other insects of the night. However, most of us encounter them at some point or another. You need to check for standing water sources where they could be breeding. I'm Neil Sperry. What do you do when your plants look pale? I'll have the answers in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports Update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The number two Texas A&M Aggies used a five-run fifth inning, including a pinch-hit grand slam from Jonathan Maroney, to down the UT Arlington Mavericks 7-3 Tuesday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Maroney was especially excited about this particular play.
My dad, he sits right behind home plate right there, and always where I can see him if I was across the plate. And he sits there every single game through the rain, through the heat, and he just waits for me. And so I felt like I'd just give him a little shout-out coming home, but I mean, it wasn't just me. It was great at bat after great at bat. They get the bases loaded and got down in a 3-0 count, and he threw a 3-0 fastball right down the middle, and I was just praying for that pitch again. He threw it, and I just let the bat work.
The Aggies took a 2-1 lead into the fifth before piling the nickel on the Mavericks. Aggie pitching struck out 13 on the day. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
I'm proud of our team, you know, coming out and taking care of business on a Tuesday night after the emotional weekend, and you know, still fighting things a little bit from an offensive standpoint. Give UTA pitchers credit. You know, they did a nice job. But, you know, we had some heroes tonight that haven't pitched in a while. I thought Turner Larkins was big for us, and coming out and stopping them in their tracks. And, obviously Case and Sherrod for finishing it up. But, you know, Jonathan Maroney again proves he's ready to go, coming off the bench and gets a big hit after an inning we set up with all with two outs.
The Aggies hit the open road for a three-game set with Arkansas starting Friday. The number 18 Texas A&M softball team will take on Texas State at 6 p.m. tonight at the Bobcat Softball Stadium in San Marcos. A&M is looking to snap a three-game losing skid. Texas State is currently 30-17 on the season. Tonight's game can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In Major League Baseball, A.J. Griffin threw eight strong innings, allowing just four singles and a walk, as the Texas Rangers ended a four-game skid with a 10-1 win over the New York Yankees at Arlington last night. They were no-hit for six innings by Yankees right-hander Nathan Eovaldi on Monday night. The Rangers jumped on the Yankees for five runs, the same run total as their previous four games combined. More possible good news for the Rangers, ace Yu Darvish has finished throwing another live batting practice session. Darvish threw 45 pitches during a season Tuesday afternoon that was broken up to simulate three innings. He threw 14 pitches in the first set, 17 in the second, and 14 in the last. Neither Darvish or the Rangers said what is next for the right-hander, who had Tommy John surgery on his elbow 13 months ago. In Seattle, Robinson Cano drove in six runs as the Seattle Mariners beat the Houston Astros last night 11-1. Cano reached 1,000 RBIs in his career with a two-run single in the fifth and then crushed his seventh-inning grand slam. Dallas Keuchel pitched six innings of six-hit ball in the defeat, falling to 2-3. The left-hander allowed five runs while striking out five and walking two. In the NBA, Dallas Mavericks star Dirk Nowitzki isn't retiring, and the 7-foot German is all but certain that he'll spend a 19th season with the Mavericks. The Dallas star said Tuesday it was, quote, pretty much crazy talk for coach Rick Carlisle to suggest after a first-round elimination in Oklahoma City that Nowitzki might consider playing elsewhere. He led the Mavericks in scoring again a season after someone else did it for the first time in 15 years. The Mavericks have not won a playoff series since taking the franchise first title in 2011, but Nowitzki still believes the team can contend. Dallas has to decide what a bulky right knee means for the future of versatile young forward Chandler Parsons, who wants to return. Game 4 of the Warriors-Rockets series drew the largest television audience for the first round of the NBA playoffs in 14 years, with MVP Stephen Curry returning from an ankle injury, then spraining his knee late in the first half. Golden State's 121-94 victory Sunday averaged more than 7.2 million viewers on ABC. ESPN said Tuesday that's the most since a Trailblazers-Lakers game in 2002. Golden State's Steve Kerr is the NBA's Coach of the Year after leading the Golden State Warriors to the best regular season record in league history. Golden State finished 73-9 this season, breaking the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls record of 72-10 for the best record in league history. Kerr actually played for that Chicago team. And in the NHL, as the Dallas Stars prepare to open their next playoff series on Friday against St. Louis, injured All-Star center Tyler Seguin is still off the ice. Coach Lindy Ruff says Seguin is not expected to skate in the next few days because of what the Stars describe only as lower body injury. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark, down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
They said they'd be here at 7:30. They were here at 7:30. Very good guys. Very, very efficient. They were in, they were out. They did their work. They cleaned up behind themselves. He told us everything they were going to do, what they needed to do, and the cost of it. They even helped us arrange financing, which was great because it was a costly job. We had a lot done. I would definitely recommend them to my family and friends, and I already have. My sister-in-law's already called them.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer. And Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulb, save $10 on Duracell Ultra Power Sport batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We'll be up to 87 before the end of the day today, down to 67 tonight, about 87 tomorrow, slight chance of showers. 40% chance on Friday, 50% Friday night, and 70% on Saturday. 62 now, WTAW College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.